Welcome to Shomar Shova and Adav, your sponsor, Lo Nishma Asam Yaakov Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basso, Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. The Gemara Amud Aleph says, that if a Shechiv Mira said that he's giving a gift to Reuven, to Shimon, and to Levi. So we don't say that anybody who was Koidim in the Shtar is Zoyche. Because you just can't say two people at the same time. So you assume he gave it to them together, and they all are obligated to pay the loan together. But if he says, I'm giving it to Ployni, the Ployni, giving it to one afterwards of the next, the first one is the one who gets it first, and he's the last one who has to pay a loan. Meaning, when I have one dibur that includes many people, it doesn't show who is more important than the other. But if I have a dibur for each one, so then I know the one who is first is more important. Each one has his own dibur, his own special, unique words that are set for him, and they define who he is. The Chassid Yavetz, based on this Gemara, in Avos Perek Hei Mishnah Aleph, explains based on this the following Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Basar ma'amoris nivra oilam." The world was created in 10 ma'amoris. "Va'aloi b'mayma echod yocholi bori." Could it be created in one ma'amor? Why do you need 10 ma'amoris? But the Mishnah says, to give reward to the tzaddikim to keep the world of 10 ma'amoris, and to punish the rishayim to destroy a world of 10 ma'amoris. So the first were very busy to explain this Mishnah. But the Chassid Yavis explains that the Pshat in the Mishnah is like our Gemara. If the world will be created in one ma'amor, it would not know there's anything more important than the other. Because the whole world is created in one ma'amor. It's all came together. So animals, vegetables, fields, the Adama, Shemaim, and the human being are all the same. But now the Kadosh Baruch Hu has a mimer for each one. And he was miyached a mimer for an Adam. That shows the chashivas, the importance that a human being has. It's a common show that there's different levels in the Bria. There is the doimim, the tzimeach, and the highest thing is Adam. He has his own mimer, his own dibur speaking to him, to show that he's unique, that he's special, similar to our Gemara, that everyone has his own dibur that defines who he is and where he belongs in the list. And this connects to what I heard that Rav Weissmandel said in his last drasha before his nifter. The pasuk says, "Kel emuno ve'ein ovel." Kishbuk is called Kel emuno. Chazal tell us, what is Kel Emuno? Sheheamin ba'oilom ubro. He believed in the world and created it. Meaning, he believed that the world would be able to reach its destination, its fullest potential, and he created it. So our wise men will add it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he creates every human being, he's saying, Heamin ba'odom ubro. He believes in this person that he can reach his destination. Every person who was created, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm choosing you. I am selecting you to achieve your own goal. You were selected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create something in this world. A human being is not created like ants, that there's a whole meme that's created in one shot. But every single one is being created in his own unique way. He is being destined, he's being nishlach, he's being sent to do something specific. This is what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah tells us, the fact they have a mimer, a special, unique mimer for Adam, that means Adam is more important. So tzaddikim will get rewarded for the fact that they made Adam so special. And we're showing that they did not come and elevate the Adam. They'll be punished, because basara ma'amoras nivra hoilam. Tvarim nifloim hoid, based on our Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.